I had to get my pickup with the blue donkey. Okay, what do we got? We got the 3:30 item is the Rock County Board. We're going to be meeting as the Board of Equalization, and we got Walmart Stores Incorporated, number 1808. So, Kathy?
We have account number P025424, Walmart Stores Inc., number 1808. Stating as their verbiage for their appeal, overvaluation due to non-consideration of obsolescence. So the store states that they're open 24 hours, which ours is not, and that their gondolas and all their equipment is used more hours in a day than what is typically valued through the DPT depreciation tables. So it should be allowed more depreciation. And
so run that all by me again.
What they're stating is that because their stores are open 24 hours, which ours is not, and that their equipment is used longer, harder.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I agree.
The 24 hours would be longer and harder.
Correct.
See, our Walmart turns off their freezers and coolers at closing time, fire them back up at 8 a.m.
That's not very comforting when you're buying food.
That's not it. they're saying that in the world market for big box stores, that their equipment and their machinery takes more of a beating, has less value at the end of the day when they're finished with it, which is my the part of the argument that I don't understand. Why do I care what your equipment is worth after you're done with it, when you want to sell it? Things like that. And so basically obsolescence is their argument, and that we as appraisers are not taking enough obsolescence into account.
Is this sort of similar to the Walgreens thing? I mean, we're going to get beat up here? And
not quite, no. This is on personal property. Walgreens has been on their real estate.
Yeah.
But it was similar to Safeway. Safeway was saying they were being kind of
overvalued.
Yeah, but unfairly assessed versus the competition they're getting from the big box stores. Walmart did this last year, or at least this tax agent for Walmart, and then they withdrew them all. I think all but one county that they withdrew them from. So we didn't have to approach it this time. Arguments have been made that, all right, you're open 24 hours, your machinery's making money 24 hours a day, and you can't turn off those coolers. There's no difference in that. You know, your air conditioners, your freezers and your coolers have to run 24/7 regardless if you're open or not.
How do we go about establishing the value of this equipment in the first place?
It's given a 9-year life typical for retail stores and depreciated using the DPT tables, which is...
So you just go to the DPT's tables and say, cooler is worth, you know,
what they paid for it
when they bought it, and then you take off 1/9 year over year for each piece of equipment.
But it's self-reporting, so they initially report the asset, its value, acquisition, and install cost. And then it's based on what type of equipment it is. It's given a term life.
So there may not all be 9 years. Some equipment.
Oh yeah.
Computers, peripherals. Computers are 3 years. Peripherals are 4 years. But typically, most of most of their gondolas and all that kind of stuff is given a 9-year life.
That big box stores are becoming obsolete. Therefore, we should lower the value of their equipment.
Well, because of the internet and that's part of it. That's part of it.
Similar to the Safeway fight, I imagine they're going to bring up dark store theory or say, well, the price of these assets sitting in a dark warehouse in Florida is this, and with personal property, it is a value in use, assuming that property or that equipment is in place, working, and helping to generate income or the functioning of that business.
Right, and typical of maybe Denver big box stores, you have a Walmart here, you have a Target over here. Yes, their competition may have something to do with each other. With regards to the store in our county, the store. It's not the same argument.
So if the Walmart closed its doors tomorrow, would that equipment still have the same value in your mind a year later inside of a closed store?
No, they could argue at that point probably some type of obsolescence to the equipment. But while it's in use, in place, we will argue the value in use methodology evaluation.
And the
DPT stands behind that. DPT has certainly been challenged on their tables recently, to which they were, vindicated, but upheld.
Yes.
Their process for developing the depreciation tables. And, we see this probably 50-50 going away. If it's going to go to the third level, go to the BAA, and, we will submit our appraisal report and present our argument of, at least this Walmart and this equipment in place, functioning properly.
For years and years and years.
Is generating revenue for that store and does not suffer from this economic obsolescence of that they're claiming.
You ready for a motion?
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Mr. Chair, in regard to account number P0254242, Walmart stores Inc. number 1808, I recommend that we deny the petitioner's request to adjust the value, and that all personal property accounts in Rock County are valued in accordance with Colorado law procedures using the most current depreciation tables published by the Colorado Division of Property Taxation. And noting that Walmart has not provided any information or data to substantiate the claim of overvaluation of the personal property value, does not take into account external and additional physical obsolescence to the big box retailers in today's economy.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye.